Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. At Facebook's F8 developer conference, Mark Zuckerberg emphasized that he now thinks the future is private. Facebook will redesign its app and website to feature groups and stories more prominently and give groups more functions. Facebook's marketplace will let users pay and arrange shipping as well. Facebook dating will expand from 5 to 19 countries, with the United States to come by the end of the year. A new feature called Secret Crush will let users create a list of 9 friends they would like to be matched with if those friends also add them to their Secret Crush list. The Messenger app will get smaller and faster, and new Messenger apps for Windows and macOS will come this autumn. It will add more social features like stories from your friends, persistent status updates, and the ability to watch videos together. Messenger will eventually become end-to-end encrypted and get cross-platform messaging capability with WhatsApp and Instagram. Instagram itself is getting a new, easier-to-use camera design, donation stickers for charities in the United States, the ability to buy things from celebrities without leaving the app, not just from brands, and a feature called Nudge that warns you if your comments seem a little aggressive. In Canada, Instagram will test hiding the like count publicly so that only you, the poster, can see it. Facebook also announced 2 new Oculus VR headsets, the Oculus Quest, which requires no connection to a PC while offering freedom of movement. It shifts to a view of your surroundings if you wander outside the safe zone. And the Oculus Rift S, an update to the computer-attached headset with higher resolution and insight tracking, meaning no need for exterior sensors. Both these headsets are $399 for pre-order now, shipping May 21st. Apple Q2 revenue fell 5%, but still beat expectations. International sales accounted for 61% of revenue, and services reached an all-time high of $11.5 billion, which Apple says accounts for a third of gross profits. iPhone and Mac revenue fell, but iPad revenue rose. iPhone revenue accounts for 53.5% of Apple's total. That's down from 61.4% a year ago. And Tim Cook said Apple wearables grew close to 50%. IDC estimates worldwide Q1 smartphone shipments fell 6.6% over last year. Huawei climbed back into second place by raising shipments 50.3%. Vivo raised its shipments 24% and tied for fifth. Samsung stayed in first place while its shipments fell 8.1%. Apple slipped to third, falling 30.2%. And Xiaomi was fourth, falling 10.2%. Oppo slipped 6% but remained tied with Vivo for fifth. Valve announced its Index VR headset with 1440 by 1600 per eye display, a 144Hz refresh rate, and a 130-degree field of view. It comes with 2 Knuckles controllers and can be tracked with Steam VR tracking sensors. The Valve Index Complete Package sells for $999. Pre-orders are on now for shipping June 28th. India has taken over the lead from China in fintech funding. Total value of the funding rounds in China dropped 87.56% year over year from $1.54 billion last year to $192.1 million this year. Meanwhile, India saw a record $286 million in fintech investments. Overall, fintech investments in Asia fell to a five-quarter low. Researchers at Cisco Talos said attackers have been actively exploiting a critical zero-day vulnerability in Oracle's WebLogic server since at least April 21st. The exploit can be used to install ransomware with no need of any interaction from end users. It only requires an HTTP connection to a vulnerable server. Oracle released an emergency patch on Friday. Finally, Nikkei reports Huawei plans to launch an 8K television with a built-in 4K with a built-in 5G connection by the end of the year. It could potentially act as a router to share that connection with other devices in your house. The Verge notes that Foxconn claims to be working on a TV with 8K, 5G, and AI to be made at its Wisconsin location. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.